train to Glasgow. Here's the train to Glasgow. Here's the driver, Mr. McIver, who drove the train to Glasgow. Here's the guard from Donny Bristol, who waved his flag and blew his whistle to tell the driver, Mr. McIver, to drive to start the train to Glasgow. Here is the boy, Donald McBrien, who came to the station to catch the train, but saw the guard from Donny Bristol, who waved his flag and blew his whistle
to tell the driver, Mr. McIver, to start the train to Glasgow.
Here's the guard, a kindly man, who at last the moment pulled in the van. The fortune boy, called Donald McBrien, came to the station to catch the train, but saw the guard from Donny Bristol wave his flag and blow his whistle to tell the driver, Mr. McIver, to start the train to Glasgow.
Here is the train. It gave the jolts, which listened to catch and listened to bolts, and let out the hens and let out the cocks, clicking and crowing about their box. In charge of the guard, that kindly man, who at the last moment hauled into the van, that fortunate boy called Donald McBrien, who came to the station to catch a train, but saw the guard from Donny Bristol wave his flag and blow his whistle to tell the driver, Mr. McClaver, to start the train to Glasgow.
The guard chased the hen, and the mist that fell, the hens were squawking, the cocks as well, and unless you were there, you hadn't a notion, the flurry, the fuss, the noise and commotion, caused by the train which gave a jolt, which loosened a catch and loosened a bolt, and let out the hens and let out the cocks, clucking and crowing about in their box.
In charge of the guard, that kindly man, who at the last moment hauled into the van, that fortunate boy called Donald McBrien, who came to the station to catch a train, but saw the guard from Donny Bristol wave his flag and blow his whistle to tell the driver, Mr. McClaver, to start the train to Glasgow.
Now Donald's quick, and Donald was neat, and Donald was nimble on his feet. He caught the hens and caught the cocks and put them back into a great big box. The guard was pleased could be, and invited Donald to come to tea on Saturday at Donny Bristol, and let him blow his lovely whistle, and said in all his life he'd never seen a boy so quick and clever, and so the driver, Mr. McClaver, who drove the train to Glasgow.
Here's the baby, Alice McFluttery, whose mother was trying to feed her curry, sitting on the bench at the side, forgetting all about their ride, who got up to run at the speed of a gun, then banged into a bench and fell into a trench. The solid guard from Donny Bristol waved his flag and blew his whistle, tell the driver, Mr. McLaver, to start the train to Glasgow.